FSRN's Gaza correspondent, Rami Al-Maghari, joins us from his home in the Maghazi refugee camp. Rami, tell us first, what's happening where you are?
What's happening right here in the Gaza Strip is military escalation by the Israeli army against the Gaza Strip. In the past few days, and since last week, they began the escalating, the military escalation. Now they are using the warplanes to strike the different locations in the Gaza Strip, including open fields, including sites for Hamas and other Palestinian armed groups in the territory. And that has been for the past days. Today, actually, since the early morning, since early dawn, they began another one more escalation, which is tougher than the previous, as they began hitting homes, residential homes, in different parts of the territory. In the southern Gaza Strip, they warplanes bounded a house in the Khan Yunis city, injuring about 9 to 10 people inside the house, and they hit other houses in the same area, another house in the same area, and also two more houses in the northern Gaza Strip. They also began hitting moving cars in the streets, and today in central Gaza City, they hit a moving car carrying four people, killing the four people altogether by hitting the car from an Israeli drone.
How are the local residents in the region reacting?
That is reflecting on the ground, on the people's life and the people's movement. The people here are starting to show up more and in large numbers in the streets. The streets are quiet, no movement, no regular and ordinary movement like before, because of the Israeli escalation. The situation is actually getting worse now on the ground in the Gaza Strip, and no one can predict what will come next in the upcoming hours or in the upcoming days, as Israel has warned it would carry out a ground invasion against densely populated Gaza, home for 1.7 million residents, all living in a tiny coastal territory.
Rami Al-Maghari, reports today indicate that Gaza-based fighters increased the pace of homemade rocket fire into Israel overnight and that the rockets are reaching deeper into Israeli territory. Who's responsible?
Many of these factions, including the Hamas, Ezzedine al-Qassam, were reported to have responded firmly to the Israeli increased airstrikes against Gaza by noting that they will not stop or stay handcuffed in front or vis-a-vis the Israeli attacks against the Gaza Strip, and the region will likely witness or see more escalation from the part of the Palestinian armed groups that continue to fire rockets into nearby Israeli areas.
In the context of the ongoing cycle of violence and counter-violence in the region, where does what's happening today fall?
This is a very major happening. That is a reminder of the 2009 war against the Gaza Strip and the 2012 Israeli attack, 8-day attack on Gaza, which both were carried out under the pretext, the stereotypical Israeli pretext, that it is about it wants to stop the homemade rocket fire from Gaza into nearby Israeli areas. The two wars, the previous wars that I mentioned, did not achieve Israel's goals of stopping the homemade rocket fire. And many political analysts suggest that there needs to be a sort of a decisive solution for the ongoing state of conflict in this part of the world, rather than resorting to violence or resorting to military solutions with like what Israel is doing or has been doing for the past 7 years since it has imposed a blockade on the Gaza Strip in 2007 when Hamas, the Islamist Hamas party, took control of the area.
The Israeli military offensive announced today comes after weeks of heightened tension in the region. Many cite the mid-June kidnapping of the three Israeli teens as the event that triggered this current round of violence. But Rami, just before all this, after years of discord, Fatah, who control the West Bank's Palestinian National Authority, and Gaza's ruling party, Hamas, formed a unity government. How do you think this plays into what's happened in recent weeks?
I think that one major part in what's happening now is the Israeli vehement rejection to the Hamas Fatah unity government or unity deal that was reached 3 months ago between the Islamist Hamas and the Western-backed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of Fatah Party. You know that these two parties have been split since Israel imposed a blockade on Gaza when Hamas took over the area in 2007, 1 year after Hamas won legislative elections, in 2006. That unity between Hamas and Fatah was rejected vehemently by Israel, and Israel said outright that Abbas has to either choose between either Hamas or Israel, either peace with Hamas or peace with Israel. While in fact Israel is producing no sign of peace, is providing no sign of peace with Abbas. It seems that Israel aims at undermining Hamas for two main reasons: for the last recent unity deal between Hamas and Fatah, and halting the rocket attacks from Gaza into nearby Israeli towns.
That's FSRN's longtime correspondent in the Gaza Strip, Rami Al-Maghari. He joined us from his home in the Maghazi refugee camp. For FSRN, I'm Nell Abram.